Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's called PAD, peripheral arterial disease, and if you've got chronic leg pain, it may be time to get tested. Learn more at demanddebora.org. Call 609-621-2080 to schedule a screening.
Welcome to the At The Yard podcast. I'm your host, Jim Salisbury from CSNPhilly.com. And today our guest is Dan O'Rourke, and he is the equipment manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. One of a team of folks who move this team all over the country, keep them well equipped so that they can get through a full season of 162 games.
The baseball business is a unique business because for 6 or 7 weeks every year, the entire operation picks up and moves 1,100 miles away, in the case of the Philadelphia Phillies. And Dan O'Rourke is with me, and he is one of a number of equipment managers, clubhouse managers, people who move the Phillies all over the country, get them where they need to be, get them home, make sure they're on time, make sure they're well-equipped, looking good. And I just thought it would be fitting that he would be my first guest on this awesome podcast that we're rolling out here. And Dan, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure, and I'm honored.
Well, I just think, you know, it always fascinates me, just kind of what I just said, how you pick up this team, the traveling party during the season of probably 50 guys, and but, you know, your traveling party is much bigger in spring training. And, you know, they just finished batting practice out there, and all these guys are in uniform. You have all these coaches in uniform. All this equipment, how does it get here?
Well, speaking of today, we had loaded the helmets already, generally for a workout in the early morning. Most position players won't need their helmets, so the helmets are already packed in the helmet bag.
To go to a road game.
To go to Dunedin after today. So the players would have a workout this morning, get about a 30-minute break for lunch, and then at that point, we'll load the bus up anywhere between 11 and 11:15, and the helmets are already in there. The players may throw their bats in a bat bag, and at about 11:25, we'll take the bats out there. And with a close game, Dunedin, they're responsible for themselves. We didn't pack anything for them. If it's a road game and we're dressing there, then it's our responsibility to put their pants, their shirts, their belts, and their socks in there. So today is kind of easy, you know, being it's that close.
But how about the big picture, the 6-7 weeks that you're down here? How many bats, how many helmets, how many uniforms, how many baseballs do you bring down from Philadelphia, or how many baseballs do you need shipped here so you can get through 6 or 7 weeks of camp?
Our offseason begins right after the season's over. The day after the season was over, that Monday, it took us 2 weeks to clear out the clubhouse. And what I mean by clearing out the clubhouse is we empty the lockers completely. And we figure out what the player likes, what he dislikes.
Equipment-wise.
You know, whether, you know, if they're not going to wear these pair of shoes again, we'll inventory them and give them to a minor leaguer this spring. We'll donate stuff to the RBI,
which is reviving baseballs in the inner city.
Correct.
Major League Baseball program.
Yeah, I mean we give them multiple boxes, probably early November once everything's cleared out in October, and then once we ship the players' stuff out to their houses, then we'll start inventorying and we'll count every jacket, every sock, every underwear, every helmet, every hat. Anything that we provide to the players, we count. And we keep an honest inventory of what we bought the last year, what we went through, and we can see how many pieces. We know how many cotton t-shirts we used last year. We know how many dry fit t-shirts we used last year. We know how many fighting socks, cotton socks, thin socks, workout socks. And we just look at those numbers. And I mean, there's four of us that work in the off season, myself, Phil, Kevin, and Sean. The four of us sit down and we discuss what the players liked, what we liked about a product, what we didn't like. And from there, that's when we place our orders. We'll place our orders early December. When we go to the winter meetings.
What are you ordering? Helmets, bats, unis?
We order everything.
Okay.
Yeah,
so tell me a little bit about a particular bat order, say, for a regular player.
If you finish the season with us last year, we're going to get you 24 bats.
Mm-hmm. To start spring training.
Like Tyler Goodell. Mm-hmm. He was up all last year. We got him two dozen bats. Mm-hmm. Alfaro only had a cup of coffee September. We got him 12 bats. But keep in mind, we're bringing bats from years past. We have a whole section in our equipment room on the right-hand side we give to minor leaguers who don't want to break their bats, their dozen bats live pitching.
So how many bats are on? You pack a truck, an 18-wheeler, to bring basically your whole organization down here. You have front office equipment, office equipment, and the players' equipment. How many dozens of bats are on that truck?
Well, it depends on the vendors if they're able to get the bats on time. Like, we loaded our truck on February 9th. By February, the Friday before the Super Bowl, that's when we wanted everything in.
Okay, all your equipment from the manufacturer.
Correct. And then we just follow up, and we have a list on our bulletin board. We knew exactly how many bats were still missing. We knew how many helmets still might have been back-ordered. And at that point, then we call the companies and just tell them ship everything down to Bright House.
Okay, give me an idea what's on that truck.
What's on the truck? Baseball-wise, we start our spring season with 2,000 dozen baseballs. We leave 800 in Philadelphia that are away in our bat, in our cage, and we bring 1,200 dozen down.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to try the math on that.
Me either. It's just a number we've used for years, and it works. 10,000 Powerade cups. It's amazing how many cups you go through in a game, not just us, but the visiting teams, the workouts, the bullpen. 10,000 cups is our number. Shirts. We count 2,000 shirts, both long sleeve and short sleeve. Keep in mind, we're fitting 62 players and close to 20 staff members when you count them all.
You're not talking game shirt, you're talking undershirt?
Undershirts, t-shirts. Anything undershirts.
Wow.
The game uniforms that we're wearing this spring, each player gets two. That's Charlie Emanuel, that's Brad Lidge, Chad Durbin, all these special instructors, we get them two.
Two grays two, and two whites?
No, just the red batting practice top for spring training.
Mm-hmm.
Pants. You know, 600 pair of pants. I mean, there's multiple sizes. We go from Roman Quinn, who's a size 32, up to, you know, guys that wear 40, 42. That's waist.
They don't last long, those guys in the major, do they? That's a big waist.
Most of them are coaches. socks. We bring about 450 pair of socks. 350 pair of shorts. 200 fleeces, 200 light jackets, batting gloves. Every shoe company, Nike, Under Armour, Franklin, we have close to, about 150 pair of batting gloves. Helmets. Fortunately, we only wear the red down here, which is good. We don't have to bring the blue, but that number is around 140.
Wow, that's a lot of helmets. How many helmets does a guy go through in a season?
Well, a normal player will go through one. Our man Chase Utley would go through at least six.
What do you mean?
Our friend, he just used to snap out on helmets. And it was just, you know, again, when we made our order for right-handed flaps, 7 1/4, we ordered at least a dozen, assuming Chase was going to break six. So it gave us a cushion to hand out other...
But he was so aware that you never saw him snap, like, in the view of the fans. He must have done it in the background.
He's a special person. That's all I can say. He's not the only one that ever snapped. He just picked on a helmet, that's all, you know?
Any other guys over the years that were particularly tough on equipment?
No, not really. He stands out. It was just like a little joke.
Any guys really particular about equipment? The way they like their uniform fit, their shoes, how they like the handle of their bat taped?
They're each different creatures, you know. I mean, now we're seeing bats not 34 inches long, 33.75 inches long. We have guys' waist, you know, it's usually whole numbers, 30, 32, 34. Now we have guys 33.5. So it's the nature of the beast. It's what it is. As long as they feel comfortable, we're good. You know what I mean? That's our responsibility, is to just make them comfortable.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing. Do they take these bats, if a guy orders a 34, 32, does he actually weigh it in the back room to make sure it indeed is 32 ounces?
99.5% don't, but we do carry a bat scale. We do. We take it on the road with us. We have it. The biggest thing is just changing the batteries, you know, a couple times a year. It just depends on the player. Like one, Placido Polanco, he weighed all his bats. Ibanez weighed his bats. Utley weighed his bats. For me, I think it was just a mental thing. You know what I mean? If they weren't feeling good, they were going to go with the lighter bat. If they were feeling like a monster, they're going to get the heavier bat because they feel good.
Mm-hmm. One thing I notice about spring training is, and as you mentioned, you have 60-some-odd players.
62.
62 players. So the clubhouse is big. There's a lot of activity in the mornings when guys are showing up, getting extra work even before the official workout. But in and out of the doors are, I guess you'd call them representatives from equipment companies, bat companies, glove companies, apparel, or, you know, and nobody gets these guys more excited than the sunglass man. Do you notice that?
And the Tops guy when they bring checks, and the Players Association when they bring checks. Other than that, the sunglass person is a popular person.
How many different sunglass companies come through to fit these guys?
Well, back in the day, they just had the gargoyles, which were the flips, and then once the shoe company started getting involved, that's when it started getting busier, you know, with Nike and Under Armour. So it just depends. You know, they dictate what we bring in.
How many bat companies would you say come through spring training to see the guys?
Between 8 and 10.
Now, are they actually trying to convince these players to switch to their bat, or are they servicing existing clients?
A little bit of both. Mm-hmm. You might have a particular company that is just slow. You know, maybe they didn't get the wood in time and they're having difficulty turning them over. I relay that to the companies. And if it's another company who's caught up on things, who makes a good product, I would tell that rep, hey, if you see this player, you know, this might be a guy that you would be interested in, because the other company is not delivering on time. So you have that. The companies will ask us, you know, who's an up-and-coming player? You know, who is a prospect that they might be interested, who we can kind of push that way, you know? I kind of know what the guys like. I kind of know who can turn a bat within a week. So if there is an issue there, we kind of lead not only the player but the rep to talk to them. But most of the time, the companies are here to see their client, you know.
And every guy kind of, like, uses a different glove company. Or, you know, if you use a particular glove, you don't use a different one the next day, correct?
Yes. Okay. I mean, once you have your gamer, that's your gamer, you know. And then the companies may give you another glove that spring training. For instance, Rawlings. We see that rep in September. He takes the orders. By the time we show up in spring training, their glove is there. 9 out of 10 times, that's not a glove that this player is going to use. That's not their gamer. It's their backup.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's a player he knows in a couple years his gamer's had it and he wants to break another one in. At that point, that player would ask a coach to help him break in the glove.
Well, how many gloves does a guy go through in a given season?
Well, most companies usually give a guy 1 to 2 gloves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, if I'm not going to give up my gamer. Say my gamer's going to last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have some gloves, you know, that possibly you give to your sons, a nephew. You know, there's some of that going on, mm-hmm, also.
Support for this podcast comes from UCSF Medical Center. U.S. News and World Report has recognized UCSF Medical Center as the best hospital in California for neurology and neurosurgery, cancer, orthopedics, kidney care, diabetes and endocrinology, lung and respiratory care. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
Another thing you do here in spring training is the uniform outfitter comes in and fits every guy, almost like getting measured for a tuxedo, isn't it?
It's very important.
Why is that?
Just because it's all about the pants. It's just very important for one of us to stay back there and help Majestic take the time to measure the guy. You know, a lot of time a player's in a rush and he'll say, just give me the same as last year. Well, you know what? We all gain weight. We all lose weight. So we try to stress the player, give them 2 to 3 minutes. Talk to them. You know, if there is an issue in your knee or your thigh, tell them and they'll help you. You know, maybe you go from a 36 inseam to a 37.
So these are custom, these uniforms here are custom made to that body?
Custom.
Like thigh, calf, length, everything.
Yeah. There's three numbers to deal with. The first number is the waist.
Mm-hmm.
The second number is the thigh and the buttocks. And the third number is the inseam. And then also popular now is what we call an open bottom pant, where from the knee down, it's like slacks, where it doesn't grab at the ankle and it's tight at the calf.
Mm-hmm.
In the past 10 years, very popular pant. And then also, there's you can custom anything. Maybe a player wants it baggy in the thigh but tighter at the knee. So Majestic will take it in at the knee, possibly an inch. So we try to stress to them, just listen, I know you have a lot going on, but take the time, take 2 to 3 minutes, visit with Majestic, make sure, because we have players who have, you know, maybe a 48 shirt, but if it's a taller guy, he wants 2 extra inches in the body. Or if he wants his 2 extra inches in the sleeve, or shorten 1 inch, that should be done today.
And
I mean, at that point.
You look at a guy like Pedro Martinez, he liked those kind of floppy sleeves. And that was, he wore them when he was in Boston and the Mets. And when he finished with the Phillies, he had those same sleeves. So this is in a database. So the uniform is punched up and sent to you just the way he was fitted, maybe if he was with a previous team?
Yeah, we were fitted on a Sunday, and by that Tuesday, we were fitted on a Sunday morning. We presented Majestic with our order. Now, those orders were 2 tops, 2 pinstripe, 2 gray, 2 red alternate, 2 cream alternate. And then we got 2 gray pants, 2 pinstripe, and 2 alternate pants. Now, most position players will go through more pants, but what we found is they're going to change their minds. There's going to be 3, 4, 5 guys that come to us in Cincinnati in April and aren't going to like their pants. So we're trying to outsmart them. So we get them to, if they like the pant, if there's no complaints, and he's a position player, we'll get 2 more to have as backup. If there is an issue, we call Majestic right away and we make 1 of each to get us by. Then if he likes that sample, then we'll go ahead and get another one. As long as the position players have 3 to 4, we're okay.
Do you carry a sewing machine if you acquire a player and need to stitch his name on the back?
We used to. We don't anymore. Most visiting teams have a seamstress that we go to. We certainly carry stock shirts, the letters, the numbers. So we carry that in one of our many trunks, and then we'll just give the visiting clubhouse guy a heads up. Hey, we're going to have we're going to need a jersey. We try to do it the day before if we're going into a city, and we'll carry that bag with us. For instance, if we're calling up any player, you know, we would make one shirt and have everything in a bag, and we'll put that bag in the cab seat of the truck, and the driver can just give it to the guy, and that way we don't have to go into the city. It's already done, you know, or the visiting guy doesn't have to go in to our trunks and pull a shirt out, whatever. We try to make it simple and look after each other.
How many bats does any player go through in a given season? Because you see them break all the time.
It's as needed. Obviously, we have a budget, but a player needs a bat. So we just watch it. For instance, if we have a player, Chase was always popular at changing models. Whether he tweaked it in the handle, in the neck, the barrel, whatever, we'd make them 3 to 6. Just 3 to 6 bats because he may like it 1 week but not like it the next week. So instead of getting a dozen, we just get 3 to 6.
How about breakage?
Breakage, it's part of the game. Yeah. You know, and the players know, you know, it's going to take 2 to 3 weeks to get another 6 bats or a dozen bats. So we have a bat log. We put the date we ordered, the company, the model, how long it is, the weight, the finish. Everything is documented in our bat book just to keep track to show the player, you know, how many they have. If a guy is abusing it, we'll show him, now listen, you know, you've gone through X amount of bats in 2 months, you know. If you want another bat, I'm going to get just 3. And they understand, you know, they understand, but we don't have a problem with that.
What do you and your staff, the responsibilities on a road trip, moving this team around the country, what's the last day of a 7-game road trip? What is the last day of a 7-game road trip like?
Or the homestand. What we'll do is, before the game starts, we'll put every equipment bag on the floor.
This is at the end of a homestand.
This is at Citizens Bank Park.
Okay, so you're ending, you know, a homestand about
to go on the road. We're ending on a Sunday, and we're going to Cincinnati to play Monday. During batting practice, we'll put all the equipment bags out. Some guys will start the packing process. We'll throw some extra shoes, extra glove, extra batting gloves. We will go around and put the fleeces and the jackets and the shorts in there. And then when we do that laundry from that batting practice from Sunday, anything that a player wore that day will automatically go in the bag. The uniforms are already packed in 2 hampers 3 to 4 days in advance. And if we do make a roster move beforehand, we'll just take them out of our trunks, put it in a hamper. So that way when we go to the next city, anybody on the roster, the uniform will already be in the hamper and they'd be hung in the locker in Cincinnati. So the visiting clubhouse guy doesn't call us and say, hey, you know, you called up this guy, but where's his stuff? We try to stay ahead of it and save hassle both ways.
So all that stuff is packed the last day of a homestand, moments after the last game, goes in a truck, off to the airport. You're in the truck. Do you pack the plane?
No. We stand there on the tarmac and just make sure stuff doesn't fall off the belt. Stuff doesn't get left on the truck. That's happened. And then also stuff doesn't get left at the ballpark before they get on the truck. Things happen. You know, we're all human. Things do happen. So you just try to stay on top of it. You know, between the 2 truck drivers and our clubhouse staff that load it. In Citizens Bank Park, we have an area that all our road stuff goes. Both our hampers that have the uniform, both our tall trunks that have the uniforms, and the assorted bags of jackets, long underwear, extra pants from the minors, extra pants from the majors. we probably have upwards of 10 bags full of extra equipment. So we carry probably 20 items for just equipment. You know, then we have the trainer stuff. We have the coach's trunk.
Video.
And the video. And, you know, another
That's
important...
That's got to be, since, I mean, you've been doing this a long time, 17 years with the Phillies. Prior to that, you were with the Houston Astros. Has that been one of the biggest changes in the equipment that teams take on the road, the video equipment?
It's definitely grown in the past 5, 6, 7 years.
Tell us what they take.
Kevin probably has 4 monitors, and when I say a monitor, it's a TV and the computer. And a player, every at bat or every pitch, he can just log on to it. He knows how to get on it, and they watch everything. They'll watch every at bat how, you know, if you're a pitcher, he can watch every at bat how a right-hander looked at a curveball, or how a right-hander took a fastball, or how the left-hander, if a guy is like pulling out, pulling in, whatever. So video is definitely grown.
And it's your job to get it from city to city so these guys can – a guy like Chase Utley really relied on video. Many, many other players, coaches rely on it. And all that equipment has to be packed. And in a few weeks you get to repack the 18-wheeler, take it home.
And start it all over again.
And then the easy stuff begins. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. At least we have 2 days to do it. We've done it with 1 day, and that was tough. And when I say 1 day, unload the truck at 8 o'clock at night, get it all organized, and then at 8:30 that team lands the same day, that was tough. Mm-hmm. We try not to do that because it is a lot. We didn't have that many personal items going down, but we certainly increase it by coming back. You know, as the players get down to Clearwater and bring their families, there's definitely more that goes to Philadelphia for sure.
So much behind the scenes to moving any major league sports team around the country, especially a baseball team, because the season is so long, really, when you look at it, 7+ months. And you hope more if you make the playoffs and the World Series, and 162 games, 81 of them on the road, so you're away so much. It's just amazing. Thank you for the glimpse behind the scenes, Danny.
It's my pleasure, Jim.
Dan O'Rourke of the Phillies. I'd like to thank our guest, Dan O'Rourke, for filling us in about all the behind-the-scenes work that goes into keeping the Phillies moving around the country and equipped for the long season. We hope you'll join us next time on At the Yard.
It's called PAD, peripheral arterial disease, and if you've got chronic leg pain, it may be time to get tested. Learn more at demanddebora.org. Call 609-621-2080 to schedule a screening.